Now then, let's talk about Lord of the Rings and J.R.R. Tolkien. From Middle-earth to Middle-Wales, fans and scholars of orcs and hobbits will be descending on Machynlleth, of all places, as a special festival is planned next year. It comes at a time of growing appreciation of the links between Tolkien's writing and the Welsh language. Dr. Dimitra Fimi is with us, a lecturer in English at UWIC, and you're taking part in the festival, aren't you, Dr. Fimi?
Yes, I am, yes, and I'm very excited about it. This is a conference that, for the first time, will put on the map quite solidly Tolkien's Welsh connections, as it hasn't happened before.
The way he weaved in his connections with Welsh into Lord of the Rings, I mean, just tell me a little bit more about that, because it was quite extensive, wasn't it?
Of course, yeah, the most obvious way is the language and the names in the Lord of the Rings. One of the two main Elvish languages is based on Welsh in terms of phonology and grammar, and I'd say half of the names and place names in the Lord of the Rings come from that. Actually, Tolkien gave a lecture on English and Welsh, and he gave that lecture the day after the publication of The Return of the King, which is the third volume of the Lord of the Rings, and he said that actually the Welsh sounds of the names in the Lord of the Rings is what he believed to give most pleasure to his readers.
So how will this festival, because it sounds very odd, doesn't it? I mean, having a festival about Lord of the Rings and orcs and hobbits and all that kind of thing and the Welsh language links, but how will it sort of boost that profile, do you think? How will it bring that to bear?
Well, I think that Tolkien's links with the Welsh language and the linguistic part of it has not been examined as much by scholars. And also there's been a tendency to look at his Anglo-Saxon sources or his Old Norse sources, and the Celtic sources, again, have been slightly neglected. So I think this is going to be a great opportunity to look at all of that material, including the Arthurian legend, which is definitely part of the whole inspiration behind Middle-earth.
Because you're a big fan, aren't you, Peter?
Yes, I can't. I have to say that I'm with that. Was it C.S. Lewis or was it Dyson who said, "Oh no more flipping elves"?
Well, that's an anecdote.
Yes, I know, but it's attributed to lots of people,
yes.
and some of us feel it quite strongly. The thing is, here, I mean, he was much given to quoting, jumping around, apparently, and speaking in Anglo-Saxon or something. But how good was his? How much did he know about Welsh?
I know of he definitely studied medieval Welsh, and he taught medieval Welsh when he was at Leeds.
Yeah.
And he definitely could handle a bit of conversation, because I know of an incident in Milan when he was travelling with his daughter, where he met a Welshman, had a conversation in Welsh in 1955.
Really?
So he could manage that for sure. And there are little phrases of Welsh here and there in his letters and in his essay, obviously.
But it's mainly the phraseology and the names and things like that, rather than specifics of the language.
It's the sounds of the language, to be absolutely specific. It's the phonology and the grammar. The mutations of Welsh happen in Sindarin as well, in the Grey Elven language.
Okay. Blimey. Trigard Slice in Tolkien. Whatever next. Thank
good
you
luck,
very
good
much.
Good luck in the festival.